Level Pre-1. Listening Section Part 1. Conversation 1.
We need to start preparing for our summer school, which starts in 2 weeks.
I was just about to mention that. Let's ask the flower class teachers when they're available to meet and make a plan.
All right. I think we all have some prep time available in the afternoon on Tuesday. Can we pencil that in?
Sounds good. But before that, let's make a list of the topics we need to discuss.
First, we need a list of the children, their ages, and how we will group them. Should we group them by age, or can we mix ages?
Also, we need to know the schedule for pool time. Last year's schedule was pretty chaotic and caused some difficulties.
I remember that. Let's bring this up with Principal Tanaka first. Let's also make a list of the questions we have to confirm with Principal Tanaka. Now I remember that we should also decide on the themes for each week of summer school. This will help us plan activities and materials in advance. As soon as we decide on the themes, I will collect the books from the library and make a list of materials needed for the art projects.
All right, let's get started. It's going to be a busy week.
Oh wait, one more thing. We should also reach out to the facilities team to confirm the availability of outdoor spaces for our planned activities. Last year, we faced some scheduling conflicts that affected our outdoor playtime. We need to coordinate this to ensure a smooth transition between indoor and outdoor activities. Once we have these details sorted, we can finalize our timetable and share it with the parents and staff.
Question 1. Weather conditions. 2. Availability of Principal Tanaka. 3. Unorganized schedule. 4. Number of enrolled students. Question 2. Wednesday morning. 2. Tuesday afternoon. 3. Thursday evening. 4. Monday afternoon. Question 3. Their favorite activities. 2. Their ages and groupings. 3. Their parents' contact details. 4. Their dietary restrictions. Question 4. Parents. 2. Principal Tanaka. 3. The cafeteria staff. 4. The school librarian.
Conversation 2.
Are we going on the field trip soon?
Well, not yet. We just had our school trip 2 weeks ago, and the next one will be in October. Let's check the calendar together.
Okay, it's July now, so August, September, October. It's a long way to go.
How many more months do you need to wait? Let's count.
1, 2, 3. 3 more months. That's too long.
It seems like someone enjoyed our field trip very much.
I did. It was so much fun to see lots of fishes at the aquarium. I really liked the dolphin area.
Maybe we can add a note to the suggestion box for Principal Tanaka to let her know where we want to go for our next trip.
I like that. Can you help me to write, Zoo?
Sure. Let's write it together. Do you know what kinds of animals you want to see at the zoo?
I want to see the lions and the elephants. I remember we watched a video about how zookeepers feed apples to the elephants. But I wonder how they feed the lions.
Let's find out how zookeepers take care of the animals in the zoo. We can also learn about different habitats and why some animals need special diets. It will be exciting to see how lions are cared for. I'm sure it will be fascinating to see how they ensure each animal's well-being in their environment. Maybe we can even invite a zookeeper to visit us and share more about their work.
That sounds cool. I want to know more about how they keep the lions healthy and happy.
We'll explore all of that and more. It'll be an adventure learning about the zoo and the animals together.
Question 5. One. September. Two. October. Three. November. Four. December. Question 6. One. 1 month. Two. 4 months. Three. 10 months. Four. 3 months. Question 7. One. Exploring the botanical garden. 2. Watching a movie. 3. Visiting the zoo. 4. Observing marine life at the aquarium.
Conversation 3.
Taro talked about a special project. What's it about?
Yes, we're working on a community project to clean up a nearby park. It's a great opportunity for the children to learn about environmental and community involvement.
That's wonderful. Is there anything we can do to contribute?
Thank you for offering. At the moment, we have everything covered. However, we're keeping our fingers crossed for good weather so we can carry out our plan smoothly. If the weather doesn't cooperate, we might need to reschedule. We'll keep you updated.
Fingers crossed. We'll be hoping for good weather too. Taro is really excited about this project.
It's heartwarming to see the enthusiasm and support from parents like you. Your encouragement means a lot to us and the children.
Question 8. One. Building a new playground. Two. Planting trees in the park. Three. Cleaning up a nearby park. Four. Organizing a school festival. Question 9. One. To learn about dogs in the park. Two. To understand the history of the park. Three. To find about the neighbors living nearby. Four. To learn about environmental and community involvement. Question 10. One. rain for better plant growth. 2. Snow for a winter-themed project. 3. Sunshine for outdoor activities. 4. Wind for flying kites.
Listening section part 2. Passage 1.
Emmy's birthday is approaching. If you plan to bring treats for her celebration, please let us know the ingredients. We want to ensure the safety of all children, especially those with allergies. Also, please remember that chocolate is not allowed according to our school policy. Instead, we appreciate healthy options like fruit cups. If you have any questions about suitable treats, feel free to ask us for suggestions. We will notify other parents before the celebration. The birthday celebration is scheduled for Monday, the 19th, but please inform us if this date doesn't work for you. We will make sure to take a video of her celebration during circle time and share with you. We're excited to celebrate Emmy's birthday in class and we look forward to making her day special. Thank you for your cooperation.
Question 11. One. Monday, 19th. Two. Friday, 19th. Three. Monday, 9th. Four. Friday, 9th. Question 12. One. Cookies. Two. Chocolate. Three. Candy. Four. Cake. Question 13. One. Chocolate bars. Two. Fruit cups. Three. Candy bars. Four. Cookies. Question 14. One. To make sure the treats are delicious. 2. To ensure the safety of all children, especially those with allergies. 3. To keep the celebration a surprise. 4. To organize the celebration on a suitable day. Question 15. One. Bake a cake. Two. Send notifications to other parents. Three. Purchase treats for all children. Four. Decorate the classroom.
Passage 2.
What is an important role of a teacher? It is not to control or dictate, but to support and facilitate learning through play. Teachers play a crucial role in fostering a child's development through play, which is more than just a pastime, it's a fundamental aspect of learning. Play allows children to engage in activities that stimulate their imagination, creativity, and problem-solving skills. Getting paint all over their feet, using their arms and legs to get muddy, spreading all the cut-out papers with lots of glue on big sheets of paper, these are not just making a mess, they are exploring textures, learning about cause and effect, and developing fine motor skills. These experiences are essential for their physical, cognitive, and emotional growth. Despite this, playtime is declining, replaced by structured activities and academic pressures. In today's educational landscape, there is a growing trend towards structured activities and academic pressures, which can limit opportunities for unstructured play. This shift is concerning as it can contribute to adverse effects such as increased stress levels, reduced creativity, and difficulties in social interaction among children. Research shows that this shift is contributing to rising rates of ADHD, obesity, and other issues among children. In 2019, the American Academy of Pediatrics reaffirmed the importance of play in childhood development. Play promotes healthy bodies, relationships, and brain growth, fostering creativity and learning. Without play, crucial connections in the brain may not form, hindering critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Real play is self-directed, creative, and immersive. It allows children to explore, experiment, and learn in a safe and supportive environment. As educators, we must create spaces that encourage messy, open-ended play while ensuring safety and emotional support for all children. Practical strategies for incorporating messy play include careful planning and communication with families. By embracing the mess and advocating for play, we can support children's development and foster a love of learning that lasts a lifetime. Additionally, we can encourage parents to participate in these activities that can enhance their understanding of their child's learning experiences and build a stronger homeschool connection.
Question 16. One, to control and dictate children's activities. Two, to support and facilitate learning through play. Three, to strictly enforce academic pressures. Four, to minimize messy activities in the classroom. Question 17. One, because it makes children feel uncomfortable. Two, because it helps children develop critical thinking skills. Three, because it contributes to rising rates of ADHD. Four, because it aligns with academic standards. Question 18. One, the importance of structured activities for children. Two, the necessity of academic pressures in early childhood. Three, the significance of play in childhood development. Four, the need for reduced playtime in educational settings. Question 19. One, play that is controlled by adults. Two, play that is structured and organized. Three, play that is self-directed, creative, and immersive. Four, play that is limited to indoor environments. Question 20. One, by avoiding messy activities altogether. Two, by planning carefully and communicating with families. Three, by enforcing strict cleanliness rules in the classroom. Four, by discouraging children from getting messy.